Even though he came in a close second in the popular vote, analysts say it is likely that hawkish Likud party leader Benjamin Netanyahu will form the next Israeli government and become prime minister. Right-wing parties control parliament and they back Mr. Netanyahu. The right has 65 seats in the 120-member Knesset or parliament. The center-left, led by dovish Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni, has 55 seats, including 7 for Arab parties. So among the Zionist parties, the right has a solid parliamentary majority. Ron Dermer is an advisor for Mr. Netanyahu.
Israelis voted for change, and they clearly gave a decisive victory to Netanyahu as the leader of the national camp. Netanyahu can form a government very quickly.
Livni apparently won the popular vote, but she is on course to become the first Israeli leader to win an election and fail to become prime minister. But Knesset member Ze'ev Bielski of Livni's Kadima party says she is not out yet because she defeated Mr. Netanyahu, who is nicknamed Bibi.
Most of the people voted for Tzipi Livni. It was more personal elections, as we all have seen. It was either Bibi or Tzipi. They voted Tzipi. So, of course, she's got the right to try and form a government. And if it will be fruitful, we'll have a government under Tzipi Livni.
Israeli President Shimon Peres will meet with the various parties and then decide who to appoint to form a government, Mr. Netanyahu or Livni. Mr. Netanyahu has the upper hand, and he could try to form a rightist coalition or a more moderate national unity government with Livni's Kadima party. Either way, the right wing will have a strong say in the next government, and that means trouble for the peace process. Mr. Netanyahu and his allies oppose the cornerstone of American Mideast policy, the creation of a Palestinian state. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.